Welcome to this presentation about Token Lab, an introduction for tokenomists and non-tokenomists. So in this video, I'm going to talk about Token Lab, which is an agent-based modeling simulation library for token economies. It's a project I have been working on for a year using my many years of expertise in this area. And my aim is to essentially explain what Token Lab is, why it's needed, and how you can use it. So first of all, a trip down memory lane. Let's start with the birth of tokenomics. So we're in 2017. This is when tokenomics first becomes a thing. These are the days when ICOs, like the days of ICOs for those of you who were there, like Ethereum, anyone could create their own token on Ethereum and try to raise money through an ICO and so on and so forth. And I found this area very interesting, and I published an article called Why We Need Tokenomics, and I also did some work in agent-based modeling at that time. So I found myself being one of the innovators in this space. There was a point where this article was ranked number one in Google for the keyword tokenomics, and I just found myself starting off by doing research and eventually getting dragged into this space in a commercial capacity. And so now a large part of my work is actually in this area, which I very much enjoy. Back then, tokenomics was a bit crude, for lack of a better word. So there were many tokens without any real utility as a replacement for fiat. So tokens were like coupons. And obviously, many of those models just died. And one of the main learnings from that era, which obviously carries on to this era, is that tokenomics need to be sustainable, right? So any design needs to be sustainable. You need to understand inflows, outflows. And the main technology back then was pretty basic. It was mostly just the spreadsheets. But then I was one of the first ones to propose the use of agent-based models. The equation of exchange also has been a mechanism for valuations that was initially proposed by Vitalik Buterin, which is imperfect, but it can still be quite useful. It has been going on around for a while. But these are like some of the main tools that we have. So obviously, since 2017 until now, there's been more sophistication, not only in tokenomics, but also in the space as a whole, right? So there were some innovations like DeFi that weren't really around back then. And agent-based modeling has become more popular than ever with tools like Machinations and CatCut. However, many people still live and die by spreadsheets, right? So for better or for worse, this is what is happening. But even the spreadsheets themselves are quite sophisticated, right? This essentially the sophistication, the methods reflects also the increase in sophistication of the actual underlying area of tokenomics as well as blockchain and Web3. And where we currently stand is that tokenomics is still a fledgling science, so it's a relatively new field. Obviously, economics itself is not a new field, but tokenomics is. And for better or for worse, agent-based modeling is not the standard. And I believe that it's still probably the best way to go about economics, the best way to study token economies. There are still many questions about how do you value a token, different methods, and things like that. And this is why I created Token Lab, essentially. I created Token Lab because I'm trying to create some standards in this area, in this field. It's very fascinating, the fascinating field of tokenomics, and allow anyone to experiment with different ideas and decide, by using real data, whether what they do makes sense or not. So Token Lab is a library written in Python. You can install it using pip. And it's based upon the following principles: modularity, explicitness, intermediate level of abstraction, focus on the economy, and flexibility. So what the first principle means is that it's created as a bunch of independent modules, which there's a logic in how they're connected, but this also allows for a lot of flexibility. Then the modules, each module is explicit, that is, it's focused on doing only one thing, like being a treasury or being a pricing function or being a user base or something like that. So you don't have modules which are like intermixed, but they can be interconnected. There's an intermediate level of abstraction. This means that I strive for a balance between microeconomics and macroeconomics. So we don't model agents as individuals, but you make use of probability distributions in order to model agent aggregates. There's a focus on the economy. So Token Lab's tools are focused on answering questions about the token economy and performing things such as stress tests. So in this regard, it's more about studying what the worst possible outcome could be instead of the best. And then flexibility. Token Lab is designed in a way that it offers maximum flexibility to those who desire it. So it's very hackable in that sense. And there are some key primitives, which obviously I'm going to keep extending as time goes by. And this is where community feedback is also very important. These principles is, first of all, the token economy. So that's an object on its own. And you can have multiple token economies if you so wish, interacting with each other. Then agent pools. An agent pool is at the core of a token economy. And token economy, an agent pool, and a token economy can have multiple agent pools. Then they have users as well as controllers, as well as transactions controllers to determine the transaction behavior. Then, and various add-ons like active users, white noise, things like that. Then there are also some mechanisms to model different holding times of the different agent pools or aggregates, as well as pricing mechanisms. So the idea behind Token Lab is that anyone should be able to define a token economy in a few lines. And you see this example here. I'm going to show you a notebook in a second. So you define, for example, an agent pool with 10,000 users and steady monthly transactions of $1,000 per month. Again, very basic example. You define the expected holding time, total supply, name of the token, initial price. You add this to a token pool and then a token economy, and then you run a token meta simulator, which runs multiple simulations over a token, over a token economy, and then gives you the final results, right? So you get graphs like this one, and the core valuation methods for now, they're first of all, the equation of exchange, and secondly, a linear regression adaptation of that model, which is something that I did in collaboration with University College London. And this work is going to be published pretty soon, in the next few months or so. Also, Token Lab allows for arbitrary complexity. So there's stochastic components, there are conditional agent pools. Conditional agent pools are agent pools which respond to certain incentives. Like, for example, you can have a group of speculators which get activated only when the price reaches a certain level. You can do all sorts of things. But obviously, the code gets more complicated the more of those things you add, right? So eventually, I hope to create some kind of interface like a UX UI around it, so it will be easier to play around with these sorts of things. And that's like a very high level overview of Token Lab. I hope you found this useful. I just wanted to go on this tab and just show you some of the examples. I understand there might be a lot going on here, but if you go on GitHub on the Token Lab repo and you go under the notebook section, you're going to find a lot of examples as to how you can create different simulations. And we also have a very active Telegram community. So if you drop me a message, I'll be more than happy to add you to it. And I'm always very happy to answer any questions, even make improvements on Token Lab based upon your suggestions, right? So I just wanted to show you, like, the basic example you saw earlier is really reflected on this first spreadsheet, where you can see how we run like very basic simulations. Obviously, the simulation is like pretty trivial. We have a token that goes from close to 0.1 cents to 0.09, just to prove how, just to show how it all works. What you can see here is that Token Lab does a lot of this data analysis work for you. It offers flexibility. This is, for example, a type of user growth you can have. You can have user growth that saturate over a point. This is all like coded in a way where you can say, hey, I just want a log saturated space user growth, and just Token Lab gets it for you. You know, all these kinds of stuff. It's the same with supply schedules. We have staking. I've added all kinds of functionality, stakers. So you have like special agent pools for this with all kinds of APY, different lockup durations. I mean, there's a lot of flexibility. And again, everything's created in a very object-oriented way. So if you just ping me on Telegram and say, hey, I want to simulate this or that project, and can you help me with do X, Y, Z? More than happy to do this, right? So more than happy to add this functionality because it might be useful for me later on. So here you see an example of supply in this example. Like, you can get all these graphs. For different simulations, and you can also get an interesting thing around the simulations is you also get these confidence intervals when we're talking about the price, so you can see best and worst case scenarios for different valuation models. But anyway, yeah, there's a lot going on here, and again, this is just a short introduction to make you aware of the package. I'd really like you to use it. I hope it's not intimidating, and again, if there's like any suggestions, any recommendations, I'm more than happy to provide this. I'm more than happy to make the required changes. So thanks, everyone. Thanks for being here in this short webinar. And again, yeah, just find me on LinkedIn, send me an email. I can send you the link to the Telegram group. And I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you, and I'll see you soon.